The Property Bulletin by London Property, the home of superprime.
For decades, the Conservative Party has made pledges aimed at facilitating home ownership. But the reality paints a starkly different picture, with ownership rates remaining stagnant over the past 10 years. This stagnation is attributed to a myriad of factors, exacerbated by prolonged periods of historically low interest rates that have fueled soaring property prices, placing home ownership beyond the grasp of many aspiring buyers. The termination of the Help to Buy equity loan scheme, once a cornerstone Conservative policy, has left Prime Minister Rishi Sunak scrambling to devise alternative strategies to court would-be homeowners and shore up support, particularly among younger demographics, an essential constituency for future electoral success. However, the challenges facing the government are formidable, with current polling indicating that only a fraction of younger voters are inclined to support the Conservatives. In contrast, the Labour Party, recognising the political currency inherent in addressing housing concerns, has positioned itself as a champion of home ownership, proposing measures to liberalise the planning system and ramp up house-building efforts. Yet, amidst the political manoeuvring, experts caution that resolving the housing crisis demands far-reaching, sustained interventions, given its deep-seated nature and the complexities involved in balancing demand and supply economics. Ultimately, the quest to rectify Britain's housing woes transcends mere electoral politics, underscoring the pressing need for coherent, comprehensive strategies that prioritise affordability, accessibility and long-term sustainability in the housing market, a challenge that extends well beyond the electoral cycle and demands a concerted bipartisan approach for meaningful progress to be achieved. In a leaked report ahead of the budget on Wednesday, it's revealed that the Chancellor plans a £300 million tax raid on landlords in the private rental sector. This move targets second homeowners profiting from holiday lets, aiming to balance income tax cuts. Although criticised as another Conservative tax grab, the Chancellor argues it will address housing shortages in areas like Cornwall and the Lake District. The National Residential Landlords Association opposes the move, urging the government to attract new landlords and reverse punitive tax hikes to stimulate long-term rental supply. New research from Savills suggests that Britain is poised to lead a resurgence in European real estate in 2024, fueled by international investors attracted to increasingly appealing pricing levels and expected reductions in interest rates. Anticipated inflows from US, Israeli, Japanese and Taiwanese investors are projected to drive a 20% rebound in real estate investment activity, with a focus on Britain, Germany, Spain and the Netherlands. London remains a standout destination for investment, followed by Paris, Madrid, Amsterdam and Berlin. Despite challenges in 2023, such as higher interest rates and subdued investor sentiment, residential and warehouse properties, referred to as beds and sheds, are expected to attract significant investment, surpassing offices as the preferred asset class. This shift comes after a substantial decline in office transactions in 2023, prompting some investors to see opportunities in the sector. Overall, the real estate market in Europe is poised for a resurgence as international institutions and individual investors show renewed interest, especially as central banks signal potential rate cuts. London remains a standout destination for investment due to its resilience, deep market, easy accessibility and limited domestic competition. Investors are attracted to London's consistently demonstrated resilience in the face of economic challenges, making it a major focal point for global capital. The city's discounted rates and high return potential, coupled with its status as a financial hub and cultural capital, make it an attractive destination for international investors. This positive outlook for London's real estate market is reflected in its ranking as the top European destination for cross-border investment in CBRE's 2024 European Investor Intentions Survey. London Dock is emerging as the city's premier new residential destination. Nestled near the Tower of London and the majestic River Thames, offering 1,800 homes and expansive green spaces in Wapping. Crafted by acclaimed architecture firm Patel Taylor, London Dock seamlessly integrates heritage charm with contemporary luxury living, boasting exceptional residences, top-notch amenities and superb Zone 1 connectivity. At the core of London Dock stands Saffron Wharf, an elegant 18-storey edifice named after the prestigious spice synonymous with the area's rich history. Offering Manhattan, 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom residences, each adorned with a private balcony overlooking serene boulevards and courtyards, and vistas extending to the city and Canary Wharf. The interiors blend modern comforts with historical nuances, featuring exquisite details like basket weave, patterned timber flooring, floor-to-ceiling windows, and Miele-integrated kitchen appliances. London Dock provides an urban sanctuary amidst the bustling capital, boasting 7.5 acres of landscaped open space and private gardens, meticulously designed to enhance biodiversity. Residents indulge in luxurious amenities at the club, including a techno gym fitness centre, a 25-metre pool, spa facilities, squash courts, a cinema room, virtual golf suite and round-the-clock concierge service. Culinary delights await at Pennington Quay Walk and Gaging Square, offering a diverse array of international cuisines, from artisanal coffee at Urban Baristas to authentic Asian noodles at Slurp Noodles and Neapolitan sourdough pizza at Mother Dough. There's something for every palate. Cap off the day with a selection of artisanal wines at Champagne Root. London Dock presents a lucrative investment opportunity, meeting the high demand for housing in the capital. With house prices in Tower Hamlets surging by 60% over the past decade and rental demand remaining robust, London Dock epitomises the resurgence of city living post-pandemic, attracting investors, homeowners and renters alike. Lenders are expressing concern over a notable surge in the popularity of 35-year mortgages, with nearly a quarter of first-time buyers now opting for extended repayment periods. According to recent figures from UK Finance, 23% of first-time buyers extended their mortgages beyond 35 years in December, a significant increase from 17% a year earlier and just 9% before the Bank of England began raising interest rates in December 2021. The bank has cautioned about the heightened risks associated with longer mortgage terms, particularly as borrowers may face challenges with debt in the future. The average age of a first-time buyer, now at 34 years old, suggests that many borrowers could be paying off their mortgages well into their late 60s. The trend extends beyond first-time buyers, with over 10% of individuals moving house also opting for mortgages exceeding 35 years, more than double the rate from December 2021. UK Finance highlights a growing trend of borrowers needing to further extend their mortgage terms to enhance affordability, reflecting the impact of rising house prices, inflation and interest rates. Despite the maximum mortgage term in the UK being 40 years, many borrowers still struggle to meet affordability criteria, resulting in a contraction in lending volumes. While there are expectations of a slight increase in mortgage completions as pricing begins to adjust, affordability concerns may continue to limit access to mortgage credit for many prospective buyers, even with longer loan terms.
Subscribe to our newsletter to receive our weekly bulletins and stay ahead of what's shaping the super prime property market.